Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ubusi, wasibuyisele muva la si amadolo ayaphezulu mfundisi. Uyazi ngalezi ayikhathi bokwenziwani la emgwaqeni. Hey, yeah. So mayihlabelela soyenza bo ta ta. Hayi ngakhumbula lapho.
Hey, for a minute I was lost. I thought I'm at some rally or somewhere.
Unjani mfundisi?
Mashapo siyaphila, but by God's grace. Njani nina?
Hayi nathi siphilile, akonto. Siyabonga ukuthi uphinde ubuye futhi. Uzosithulela a word of encouragement. Ungababingelela emakhaya bese ke siyangena endabeni.
All right, thank you so much. This is one Malibolise kubaphulaphula emakhaya this afternoon, trusting that ubawo unigcinile, wanikhusela from the last time we spoke together, and I believe that even this afternoon the Lord has a word for you that will carry you and sustain you for the week ahead.
Amen.
So the word that is in my heart this afternoon that I would like us to look at and draw some inspiration from is found in the book of John, chapter 9. We will just take verse number 4. You are more than welcome in your own time to read the whole chapter, as I believe that there are things there that will speak to you. But for the sake of time, we will just take verse number 4, and it reads, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And then if we look at it from my Xhosa Bible, it says, ndimelwe kukuyisebenza imisebenzi yowandithumayo kusesemini. Kuza ubusuku xa kungekho namnye unako ukusebenza. Sisibahle, we are living in a time that I can say, if we look at it from a human's point of view, it's a very difficult time. It's a time where we are crying for jobs. There is a high unemployment rate. It is a time where we are crying that there are no business opportunities. Tenders are only given to a select few, and those are the ones who seem to be thriving. And if you want to do business in a clean and ethical way, it seems as if that you will have to work twice as much in order for what you are trying to do to be a success. We're living at a time where people who are supposed to lead by example, people that we are looking up to, are being exposed left, right, and center. Officials who are misusing government resources, and it's a difficult time. When you look this way and that way, it's all negativity. It's a situation that makes one to lose hope. Losing hope in our leadership, losing hope and wondering if this state that we are in will change. Yet I find so much strength from the words that Jesus is speaking here. As he says, be that as it may, even in this state, even when the situation is hopeless, even when there are no opportunities, I have a responsibility. I must still do the works of Him who has placed me in this hopeless world while it is still day. You still have a responsibility of fulfilling your purpose. You still have a responsibility of doing what God placed you on earth to do. Now, when we look at day, I would like us to look at it this way. There are three ways that I want us to look at what a day is, or what a day stands for, or what it represents. And the first one is that a day represents opportunity. When we talk about a day, it is an opportunity. You know, it is something that I even personally do every morning when I pray, that Lord, thank you for another day, because it is another opportunity. So a day is an opportunity. So whilst you have every right to complain that there are no opportunities, but you do have an opportunity that God has given you, and that is a day. Every time you wake up in the morning, that is an opportunity. There is no other opportunity that you should wait for. There is no person who's going to bring you any other opportunity either than this one that the Lord has brought to you, which is a day. So Jesus says, I must do the works. I must fulfill my purpose, because there is still opportunity. And I find it very interesting that when Jesus said these words, he was looking at a problem, because there was a blind man in front of him that his disciples were asking about, that is it this man's fault or the parents that he was born like this? And Jesus was answering them and clarifying some things there. And then he says, I must do the works of him who sent me. In other words, Jesus was not seeing a problem, but he saw an opportunity. When Jesus had this blind man in front of him, everybody else was worried about him. Everybody else felt pain, because they saw this man who could not see. And so they saw a problem. They saw a difficult situation. But Jesus did not see a problem. Jesus saw an opportunity. So even the problems that you are faced with, you should view them as an opportunity for you to be a solution that God has placed you on earth to be. Ndasekhaya, I want to say to you this afternoon that you are a solution. Of all these things that I have mentioned that we find ourselves in, you have been placed on earth to be a solution. So the next time you see a problem in the community, remember that it's an opportunity for you to bring about a solution. Wherever you are, whether you are at school, whether you are at work, even in your church, you are there to bring a solution to a problem. Number two, how I would like us to view a day. A day also represents life. You know, when we celebrate our birth, we don't say we are celebrating the night of our birth. And some of us were born at night, definitely. some of us were born in the early hours of the morning. Yet we do not call it a birth night or a birth morning. We call it a birthday. So a day represents life. In other words, whilst you still have life, you must do the works of the one who has called you. Whilst God has given you breath, whilst God has given you the gift of life, you must fulfill the purpose that you have been placed on earth to pursue and to do. Because the night is coming, a time will come when you will no longer have life. But once you have life, do the works of the one who has sent you. And lastly, Sis Mashe, a day is something that is, it cannot be brought to you by men or a person. A day does not come as a result of a man's decision. A day comes to everyone. It is brought to you by God. So don't sit there waiting for someone to present opportunities to you. Do not sit there waiting for someone to give you an opportunity. You already have an opportunity. The day that you are living in right now has been brought to you by God so that you can do something, so that you can be a solution, so that you can wake up in the morning and say, Lord, what are we doing today? What would you have me do today? So this is the message that I want to bring to you this afternoon, that as you begin this week, begin it with this understanding that you have an opportunity. Don't wait for any opportunity that will come from anybody, or an opportunity that will come from overseas, or a funding that will come from some organization or stakeholders for your organization. But you have an opportunity to do something. Every day you wake up in the morning, it is an opportunity. You have been given life, and it is God who has brought that to you. Do not wait for anyone to open any door for you. God has already placed in front of you an open door, and even open doors. All you need to do is to act. So Jesus was saying, I must act. I must not sit down. I must not wait. I must act. This week, I charge you to take action. Put into practice what is in your heart. Act on what you believe God has called you for. Act on what you believe you've been placed on this earth to do. Act on that vision. Act on that dream. It is your week and it is your year to take action.
Wow. That is powerful, Mfundisi, kakhulukazi la usikhumbuza khona ukuthi sila emhlabeni ukuthi sizoba ukhanya njengoba izwi lisho lithi you are the light of the world. So la sikhona nje kumele sisilethene silethe ukukhanya. Yes. And you know ziningi izinto ukuthi abantu bahlangabezana na, so nathi asinga edi asibe i solution kule inkingi. Ngathi lo uma ekhala bese ukhala naye, no mlalele bese ke uletha i solution, ngoba empeleni izwi likaNkulunkulu liqukethe konke. Ama answers esiwafunayo siwathola ezwini, ama solutions esiwafunayo siwathola ezwini. So kusho ukuthi nje siphethe konke, wena nje ukuthi uthathe le ncwadi engcwele uvule ufunde ulistudy and then ubone ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma uletha mhlambe challenge ke no letter inkinga ekhona yena ke isixazululo usinikeza sona ngasiphi indlela. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi ukuthi usilethele lamazwi azos encourage ukuze sikwazi ukungena sivuselekile kuleli viki esizongena kulona. Angazi ukuthi unawo amagama okuphuma.
Thank you so much, Rufus. Yeah. All right. So let's close it with this one. If you look at that verse 5 after verse 4, Jesus says that as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I love what you just said right now, that we are that light.
Yeah.
So he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. To me, that says that when he is no longer in the world, who is the light of the world? You are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is no longer in the world right now.
Yes.
But we know that he is coming back. So as he is no longer in the world, he dwells in you by faith. That makes you the light of the world. So you have a responsibility upon you that, yes, this world is very dark, which is why Jesus did not pray to God that he should take us out of the world, but that he should keep us, because he knew that this world will need us as the children of the light to bring a solution. I pray that you may not be like that song we used to sing when we grew up that says, be bright in the corner where you are. I pray that you may come out of that corner because uzoyithola kanjani uhleli ekhoneni. Don't just be bright in the corner. Your light is needed in the world. Don't hide it. Don't hide your light in the corner. Come out from the corner and shine for everyone to see.
Yeah.
And this is my thing.
Wow. Yes, asikho la emhlabeni like sizenge ngephutha. Singabona singakazalo nokuzalo uNkulunkulu already uyazi ukuthi ubahle ipurpose yakho ukuba la emhlabeni iyipi. So nje sina kumele sivule amehlo kamoya ngoba sikhuluma ngezinto ezikamoya la sikhulumi nanoma yini. So kumele lamehlo avuleke ukuze siyibone lento uNkulunkulu asiphathise yona noma ke ukuthi usibekeleni la emhlabeni. Yo mfundisi Dike, thank you so much. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. Uma ungekho la emoyeni utholakala kanjani?
Thank you so much, my sister. It's a pleasure. All right. So people can connect with me on Facebook. I am Thembi Nkosi Dike. I'm available on Instagram as well, at TD Jokes. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Amen. Yeah. Umfundisi uDike, aka TD Jokes, ebesithulela ke izwi nje elizoku-encourage. Ngempela lokhu akushilo kuyiqiniso. You are not an accident ukuthi ube la emhlabeni, mzalwane. UNkulunkulu ukudalile with purpose, njengoba bengisho. And nje yazi usiphe nje okuningi, usibusise ngokuningi. So that gift akuphe yona isebenzise like ukusiza abanye empilweni. Ungayisebenzisa your gift ukushintsha impilo yomuntu. So wena nje each and every day pray, mhlampe uma ungakazi ukuthi i-purpose yakho iyini ukuthi ube la emhlabeni, pray to God and then uzokubonisa ukuthi bahle ula umsebenzi wakho yilo, ngoba siyini sokukhanya kwezwe njoba isho incwadi ka Matthew 5 14. Lapho ke uthola ukuthi abanye babona umnyama obasebumnyameni, wena letter i hope, letter ukukhanya ezimpilweni zabo. When others babhekane neyinkinga,
when a letter is solution. Thank you, Pastor DK. Asendlule ngala, and then uma ngibuya ngiyabona kunemiyalezo embalo la ngizondlula ngayo.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.